guests.
With the first pick, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
And high value picks.
With the 262nd pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Brock Purdy, a quarterback from Iowa State.
This is a draft week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy-efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080. The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Happy hump day, everybody. Hope you're getting your hump on. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of our fine radio program. I'm seeing all the chirping from, I guess, the Ducks baseball team lost to the Pilots again last night. They blew it. That's a tough one.
I bet you guys
blew
are devastated.
Late. Bullpen couldn't hold a 10-7 lead.
I think that's been the story of their season. Isn't their bullpen blow? Has their bullpen been good all year? They did take 2 out of 3 from UCLA, though, this weekend. Am I wrong in that?
Yeah, you are correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they took 2 out of 3.
And UCLA's ranked in the top 10?
They were a top 10 team,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so that's pretty good. So
we got that. Beavs have won 12 in a row.
That's awesome.
I don't need
the Beavs.
To.
They're a good baseball school.
I don't need to say this, but like I think it's kind of fair to say it. I find it very odd that people are trying to dunk on Duck Fan over this.
Yeah, I know.
You're one of them. I mean, I don't think Duck fans
I'm jabbing.
Care
I'm
at
not
all.
Dunking.
Like,
you're taking jabbing. You're taking jabs during the breaks.
I'm
Every
teasing.
Team in the state of Oregon won. And I was like, I didn't even know Oregon baseball
I'm
played
teasing.
Yesterday.
And I think that sums up Oregon baseball fan in a nutshell right there. Didn't
Are
even
we
know
still
going
to go to a regional?
They should,
yeah,
yes.
You're a top 25 team.
Yeah, we're still ranked. That's what I thought. We're still ranking the
I
top
25, I don't know
25,
if you
right?
will host a regional.
You better hope the Ducks don't win this weekend. How many games are they playing against the Beavs?
So they have a 3
Because we got nothing to lose there. You're supposed to win.
There's a 3-game series at PK Park. And then I think there's a follow-up game on Tuesday.
Oh, so we could go. Technically, there could be a 2-2 tie. That would suck.
But I think that one's back in Corvallis.
So they play 3 in Eugene and
3
then 1
in
Corvallis?
Yeah. Okay. So it's a big day Saturday. They got the spring game and then the
it
baseball
be a good
game
crowd.
Right after.
The weather's nice. Hopefully people flock over to the baseball stadium and watch.
It should be a good crowd, but...
Yeah,
like I don't know.
My brother was at a game. His my sister-in-law played lacrosse at Oregon, so they went down to a lacrosse game, and he took my nephew to the bay. It was like a dual Fang sporting events going on. It's all in the same complex now, and they went over and they were at it. I think it was when Michigan was in town a couple of weeks ago, and it was a chilly, rainy day. And I remember asking him of like, hey, how many people were there? And I think he said we got all the foul balls. Because there was nobody there on a Saturday.
I've covered the Beavers at PK Park, and I am telling you.
It's a beautiful ballpark. It really is a nice place.
There were more Beaver fans at the game I covered than there were Duck fans.
That sounds about right. But, hey, shout-out to the Pilots. Probably a lot of local kids on that team. Good win for them.
They got that one pitcher who had the 27.
He had the no-hitter.
The no-hitter.
The no-no.
They had the no-no guy. We talked about him earlier.
Yeah.
Before I get any further, I got some big news for you.
Like breaking news or just big news?
It's like a revisit of breaking news, but when the news broke, it was a big deal.
Really?
Did you know that your local Toyota dealers present the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms Golf Club on Tuesday, June 24th?
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! I didn't know it. I had no idea.
It's brought to you by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors and by Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. Once again, there's going to be a morning flight and an afternoon flight. Matt's Barbecue. So good. They're going to be there again catering your post-round meal. Foursomes can be purchased right now. All you got to do to go buy that foursome is head to 1080thefan.com, click on the Fan Golf Classic logo for the details and the link. And purchase your foursome. There will
I think
be
it's
more.
Really sexy.
There will be more details, Neil. There's more. You think it's sexy now? Wait till you get all the details out there.
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing you all out on the course. It's a wonderful time, a wonderful day.
It's a good event, man.
We also had listeners who are now fully in support of our recorded top 10 NBA debate day of the Fan Golf Classic.
I do agree with Dirt. I think the takeaway is
let's just go as long as it goes.
Hour.
Once it's like
just go until it's done. Until
I don't want to like force ourselves to 3 hours and then we get like 90 minutes in and I'm like,
we'll
dude,
go,
I got I don't want to
we'll
debate
find
this
a comfortable spot somewhere.
Can't do it.
We should be doing it in the bullpen.
I think we. Here's how I think we do it. Here's my formatting on our best of show. I think we have a setup, maybe a, you know, kind of a opening appointer, if you will, of our criteria, our thoughts, or you know, how did we formulate our list? I think then we go segment of somebody giving their top 10, their full explanation why. That could be followed with a post-game segment of their top 10.
Okay.
And we go through the top 10, you know, so, you know, top 10, reaction segment, top 10, reaction segment, all the way through, and then we can leave it up to the listeners to decide who has the best top 10 of all time.
I don't think we'll have any problem filling enough time. I think eventually it will devolve into some stupid, you know, embrace debate thing.
See, I worry more about the opposite, that we go way too long and we look and we go, we're at Jason Swigart's eighth player of his all-time top 10, and we've been debating for 20 minutes.
We got to keep going. We got to.
Bob Cousy's in the top eight all time.
Bob Cousy, you got a plumber in your top 10? What the hell's the matter with you? Pick up the pace.
Here it is. Who makes the top 10 and who we leave off?
Yeah. Who we leave off? Who are the snubs? That's always the biggest thing
biggest
of all-star
snubs.
Selection.
And is there a universal goat?
Oh, do we all have the same goat or do we have different goats? I don't know. Tune in on June 24th, or you can check the podcast of that show because you're going to be out at Langdon Farms playing golf.
Yes.
Or maybe you're playing in the afternoon round and you can listen to it in the morning.
You guys poo-pooed me.
Then
I think
over.
This works out
I think it's
perfectly
a pretty good idea.
For
I
how
never
we
poo-pooed you.
It's a pretty
he
good
did.
Idea. Thank you.
Yeah.
So once again, Dirt and Sprague lumped up because of his idiotic statements. You threw me in that and I was in full support. I came up with this whole idea at the start. You just made it into a podcast.
Steph Curry top five? Find out in June.
Oh, God.
What? You know what I hate most about the NFL draft?
Oh, God.
More? You like that pivot?
Why?
The countdown clock?
Why?
No, the thing that I genuinely hate most about the NFL draft is the character assassination that takes place this week.
Ah, the bashing of
the
his
anonymous
hands are small, or this kid's cocky. Or
like, it's one thing to just like, hey, I'm not quite sure about this guy being a top 10 pick,
look,
or we have question
have
marks
an
about blah, blah, blah.
Criminal rap sheet.
Yes, this guy killed a guy in a car accident, you know, one of those.
That, I don't think he technically killed the guy.
Accessory.
Yeah.
He was an accessory.
He was a part of the story.
But is this the Bo Callahan nobody went to his birthday party thing from draft day?
This is, so Tom Pelissero, who's a plugged-in NFL insider.
Like
reportedly, nobody liked him.
Nobody liked him at all. His own teammates wouldn't even go to his birthday.
Can you talk like Mel Kiper? Can you get the cadence of Mel Kiper down?
Let me study him, and I'll see if
it'd
I
just
get
be
see
funny
again.
To like say, yeah. It's according to his mom, nobody went to his birthday.
Where's
nobody
my pumpkin
was there.
Pie?
Give me my bike. Tom Pelissero had this, an anonymous NFL assistant coach.
Oh, coward.
On Shador Sanders. And I quote, "The worst formal interview I've ever been in my life." He's so entitled. He takes, and then we pivot, by the way, to his play. I love that. He's entitled. Then he takes unnecessary sacks. He never plays on time. He has horrible body language. He blames his teammates. But the biggest thing is, he's not that good. If you don't want to draft a guy, don't draft him. If you don't love him as a prospect.
So you can say all of this.
Well, this is what I hate. This is the kind of stuff that I don't even know if all of this is true or not true. I've never talked to Shador Sanders. I have no clue what he's like in an interview setting.
Yeah.
But I just, when we do this to kids who are going into their professional careers, no matter what my personal opinion is on Shador Sanders and his behavior and the watch and the rollie, he's not my favorite player by any stretch of the imagination. You're just like tearing guys down before they even enter the professional workforce. Like, imagine us having an intern, and this is an anonymous radio host says their intern was lazy. He didn't care. He didn't do anything. He didn't follow orders. He didn't blah, 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 blah.
What do you have to say? Just don't hire the
guy. Just don't hire the guy. If you don't like him, if you didn't think he worked hard, then don't hire him. If you sit down for an interview and you don't like Shador Sanders, guess what? You don't have to draft him. Pass. Let another team do
we
it.
We don't think it's the best fit.
Your point there on anonymous is fine. This is the kind of stuff that drives me nuts when it happens this week.
I don't disagree with that part. I do like the other stuff of the draft. That part I'm like totally, I get where you're coming from. I remember talking about this with Penei Sewell.
Yeah.
And it was like bad character.
It's like, what? Where the hell did that come from?
That came out of left field, I think, for most people. And then last I checked, he's been a pretty good little tackle.
Last time
NFL.
I checked, he was first team all pro last year and has been a stand up teammate and a great tackle.
Yeah. Haven't had any character issues in Detroit. I'm with you here. I think what's interesting about that quote is I'd love to do a follow up on this scout in 5 years if Shador plays really well and is like a good starting quarterback. Because I don't think Shador's great. If you tell me Shador could be a Geno Smith now, I buy that. A good, is he 11 or 15th in the league type of debated quarterback.
Middle of the road guy, but you
somebody
know,
that
you can
win
with.
Can win with, yeah. Yeah, if things are right. Like, I can see that. I just, also the cocky thing. Like, Joe Burrow wasn't cocky. I mean, dude, yeah. Smoking cigarettes or cigars on the couch, winning a natty. Like, yeah, he's cocky.
They're all cocky.
When did we gauge? I feel like
Eli Manning was cocky for crying out loud. It was just the personality rubs you the wrong way. How they go about it, but nobody was cockier
but
than the Mannings.
Not weird to you guys that like sometimes we are bashing these athletes. We don't know how much he really cares, and then like when they care in themselves and what they've done. Yeah. He cares too much. It's like the pendulum can always swing from one way or the other. Breaking news. Son of Deion Sanders, who has been a starting quarterback his entire life and has had good numbers and has helped kind of resurrect a program that was dormant.
Deion invented bling, by the way.
On
go
himself.
Back to
talk about cocky. Talk about his dad coming out of college, who had a Hall of Fame career. He's got a gold jacket,
dude. He's wearing a gold chain and a limo at the draft. Like, it's just kind of ridiculous. Yeah, no kidding, dude. I don't know if you can play that position without being cocky.
Yeah.
When you watch the greatest in that league, whoever you think that is, Josh Allen, maybe, but I feel like I've seen him even participate. Aren't they all talking crap with the defense?
For the most part, yeah.
Aren't they all... Remember Tom Brady in the end zone pointing at somebody?
Yes.
And I'm not saying Shador is Tom. I'm just saying, like, I feel like to be upper echelon elite, you obviously have a belief in yourself that is beyond even what the diehard fan thinks. So I'm with you on this. I am absolutely bothered. And I also want post-job interview anonymous thoughts in the workforce in general.
I want this guy's name so we can go look through his he's an NFL assistant coach is what it says. Is he an offensive coordinator? I want to analyze. This guy's the worst play caller. He lacks creativity. He always runs the ball on first down. There's no play action. Sets his offense up to fail. Like, what's he like in team meetings? Give me the anonymous quotes on this guy as a coach.
Sure. I'm actually talking about Steve, who went in for the UPS job. I want the anonymous takeaway of Steve. Was Steve full of himself? Steve thinks he's a NASCAR driver.
Guy's got a big ego.
He thinks he can beat our time that we allot for package delivering.
Doesn't
wear the brown well.
Wants to wear
not team brown. He wants to change the uniform.
Steve thinks he's carrying 7 packages at one time. I don't think he knows the average weight.
It's so stupid, man. It's just get to the draft. If you don't like him, don't take him. If you don't think he's going to be good, that's fine. I tend to agree with the take. I wouldn't want to take Shador Sanders if I had a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. But that doesn't mean that, one, he's destined to fail, and that, two, we have to come out and just kill him before they're even entering the professional
workforce. But who's Steve's dad? He's a general manager of a UPS branch back in the day.
He's a Nepo driver. Nepo UPS driver.
I would love to get takeaways from anonymous managerial hires.
Steve's dad used to drive sticks before they were automatic vans.
The countdown continues. We're almost there. NFL draft is tomorrow. We'll see if anybody else has their character assassinated in the final 30 hours.
What random don't go lawyer on me, because obviously they'd be an easy pick, or doctor. What's a random job that you think somebody goes into the interview is cocky the way that this guy's saying Shador was? Can you give me one that for some reason you're like, I could see guys in this field or ladies in this field being cocky in the
interview?
I think
our industry has a little bit of this.
Our industry is the worst. Yeah, I mean, there's
a lot of egos.
The amount of people that tell you they could be Colin Cowherd.
Yeah.
But they're not even hosting a radio show at this point is like...
There's a lot of that.
It's alarming.
People have big egos about their sports
takes. Oh, my God.
And then you hear him talk about sports and you're like, you know, kind of the most informal interview I've ever seen. And he's, you know, didn't really work that hard. He throws his teammates under the bus. Then you turn into the anonymous NFL draft.
There's a lot more Shadors and anonymous coaches out there.
Definitely is. Let's get to Statter's story. We'll do it next. Love my story. We'll see what we got cooked up. That's next on The Fam.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call. Call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
All right, stat or story time on a Wednesday. We got to pick up the pace a little bit here. We got to turn. We got to burn. Who wants to go first? Would you like me to start?
Not sure.
Me. Okay, I'll start.
Not me.
Your number today, ladies and gentlemen, is 3. 3.
3.
Is
1, 2, 3.
Your number.
Okay.
Is it the number of 30-point playoff games Tyrese Halliburton has in his career in 17 career playoff games? Or is it the number of races that will take place to decide the first world champion of sperm racing?
Can I tell you something very honestly, and I'm not proud to say this out loud, live on the air?
Yeah.
Didn't hear half of what you just said.
Okay. Were you looking up something else? Do we read it again?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm going to say...
I had to copy and paste something.
Okay, your number is 3.
3, yes.
The number
yes.
of career playoff 30-point games for Tyrese Halliburton. He's played 17 career playoff games.
Overrated.
Overrated. Or is it the number of races that will be held to decide the first world champion sperm race?
I'm going to go story.
The number of races?
Yes. To be held to decide...
Race. Yeah.
The fastest sperm.
Well, I think you want to go Swigard here. I think you want us to guess stat, and I think it's less than 3. So I'm actually going to say story. I'm going to dirt logic this MF-er and say that it's less than 3 30-point games. This is a story, Bob.
Perfect logic. He has 2 career 30-point games in the playoffs. One of the most overrated logic. Player in the entire NBA. An unusual startup announced that on April 25th, in 2 days. You ready for this? At the Hollywood, some theater in Los Angeles.
The Hollywood Bowl?
It's not the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh.
The sperm racing, it's a startup founded by a team of young millionaires. They announced that they are going to have 2 competing schools, University of South Carolina and the University of California, Los Angeles, will provide microscopic swimmers for the inaugural sperm race, in which there will be 3 different races held to determine the overall winner. And the races will take place under a microscopic camera that will track the progress of our little swimmers as they attempt to cross the finish line. They will have broadcasters. It will be televised. They're going to analyze the sperm as they swim.
What's the money line?
Where's the finish line?
The finish line is the egg, the first one to an egg. They're doing an infertilization of an egg.
So this is an in vitro thing?
Yeah, and they're going to, they got a microscopic camera. You can watch it.
They release
the hounds and see which sperm wins.
Do we have details?
There's going to be 3 different heats.
Who's on this? DraftKings, FanDuel, ESPN.
I don't know the odds. I have not seen the odds yet. We got to find the odds on this thing because I want to know who sperm to gamble on.
Well, I was going to ask, do we know the person?
I was going to say, yes.
The people sperm?
Yeah, because I need to know, is there an athlete here? Is there a run-of-the-mill fat guy?
Like, this is saying, according to the article, it's saying that representatives from USC and Cal will provide the microscopic swimmers. So I don't know if they're just go in a cup, see how it goes. I'm not quite sure.
So the schools... Okay. Well, it's South Carolina and UCLA?
Southern California and the University of California, Los Angeles. Yeah, so USC, UCLA.
Oh, okay.
It just says they will provide the microscopic swimmers for the inaugural sperm race.
Mm. Who would you bet on?
Who's got the fastest swimmers of the 3 of us?
I can't speak for Swag. I can't really speak for you either, so I don't know what you guys... I'm a one-hitter quitter.
The volume... first time? Right out of the gate, huh?
Both times.
Immediately.
Yep.
That's pretty quick. Trying's the best part. That's kind
wham,
of a bummer.
Bam, bam. Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. I mean, you still get to do it after you have a kid.
I know you do. I know.
But like
high volume there, though.
The first time we tried for the
second.
They
were fast enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, they worked. They clearly
fast
got
enough.
There.
They
Did got
you
the
to
job
do it
done.
Multiple times with your partners to...
Yeah, we were not one time. It took us a while.
I don't know. I can't remember when we...
You don't remember when you had sex, huh?
Stop. Well, when we were not being conscious about preventing it.
So I'm trying to find an article here that says LA's new gambling event, live sperm racing.
I love the people that don't do any preventative measures and you go, are you worried? And you're like, yeah.
It's like, what?
Man?
Yeah, so it's going to be complete with live stream stats, leaderboards, instant replays, and betting odds are now involved in this. So.
All right, I'll let you work on that. You want to go or you want me to go there?
I'll go.
Okay.
Your number is 649. 649.
649.
Is it the shooting percentage of one Giannis Antetokounmpo from the field yesterday.
From the field or the free throw line?
The field.
Okay.
Or is it the number?
Sorry.
Okay.
Or, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
I have
5,
a countdown. Or is it the number a ticket cost to go to Coachella?
Whoa.
So did he shoot 64.9?
Right.
Or is it 649 ticket price?
So I know that I've seen stories that there people are financing their Coachella tickets.
Is that for the entire weekend or one day?
I did not ask you to ruin my story. I asked you to make a guess on if it's a stat or a story.
Well, I'm trying to think in my head of how much it cost. Like, how expensive would something have to be for the average American to finance
for
it?
For layaway.
It is $649.
Yeah. Basically a payment plan.
Yes. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
I'm going to go stat.
I think I'm going to go stat, too. I think we're worse with our money than that, and I'm going to say the Coachella tickets are cheaper than that. I'm going to go stat.
Giannis shot 70% from the field yesterday.
Yeah. And how bad from the line?
Did he win?
Jokic, help us. Not very good.
It's not clutch, dude. It's not clutch.
Yeah, this is a story. He was 6 of 10 from the line.
60%, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, according to this, Coachella tickets cost $649, and 60% of the attendees basically did payment plan. Pay it for it later.
Yeah.
They could not afford to do the tickets.
Now, is that a one day, or is that for like the whole run of however long
that
it is?
That is the festival.
So it's like a three-day weekend.
It's like a three-day thing, yeah. And you just hop around to the different concerts going on, usually at the same time. I wish I would have gone to the T-Pain concert, because I love T-Pain. So 649 is a number that in America, we're just like, we'll pay for it later.
That's
60% of the people at that festival doing payment plans.
That's pretty sad. If you need to go to a concert that bad and you can't afford the tickets up front, you probably shouldn't go to the
concert.
Shouldn't
be gone.
That's maybe the answer to the problem.
I don't know.
I don't know if you could pay me to go to a thing like Coachella.
Really?
Music festivals do nothing for, I'll go to a concert.
Lot of BO.
Lot of BO, heat, you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, those are pretty hot people at those concerts.
There's a lot of hots. I get it.
That's not a hippie festival.
There's a lot of hot.
I just armpit hair. Those are some super big
hots. Being around that many people makes me wildly uncomfortable. And that big of a crowd. I could go to a concert. Like, you tell me somebody at the Moda Center or somebody's playing it, you know, out in the Gorge, amphitheater. Like, I'll go to that.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine with me. But being in that big of a thing,
it's just chaos, too.
Chaos.
I wanted to go when Outkast showed up like 7 to 10 years ago.
It's a big deal when they came out.
And I was way too poor.
Yeah.
And I
should have financed it.
Yeah. No, I don't finance it.
Plus, then you got to get there or no, or yeah.
That was basically the takeaways. People were like, it cost me maybe $2,000 to travel, plus room and board, plus food. I'll pay for that later.
It's expensive. Yeah. It's an expensive thing.
The amount of people that just put things on, like, pay for it later.
Yeah, yeah, we'll
on
get
the
to
credit
it.
Card, whatever.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
It's alarming.
We'll get to it.
All right, your final number, 1979.
1979.
Is it
21?
The career receiving yards as a Colorado Buffalo for Travis Hunter?
Ooh.
Or, as we celebrate National English Muffin Day, is it the year the Egg McMuffin first appeared on a McDonald's menu?
Story. No.
I'm going to go stat. I think he wants us to say it's got to be more than that. But remember, he got hurt early in the season.
I'm wondering if it's
against
close.
Colorado State.
Yeah, he missed like six
he
games.
He missed a huge chunk of the year. And then when he came back, they had some blowouts.
But he had some big games.
He did. This year, I want to say he had like 14, 15. I mean, he had a good year this year. I'm going to go stat.
So you said?
Story. I think McDonald's came out in 70.
Damn it.
1979, Travis Hunter's career yardage there. He only played 9 games his junior year. He played all 13 last year. So he averaged 12.9 yards per reception, 1,979 yards on 153 catches, 20 touchdowns in, what is that? That is nine. That is 22 games.
Did it come out before 79, like much earlier?
1972.
72.
So in 1971, there was an owner-operator of a McDonald's in Santa Barbara. His name is Herb Peterson. And he believed that McDonald's needed a unique breakfast product.
Yeah.
And tried to make something kind of a portable, how do we take Eggs Benedict and make it fast food? But he was, you know, prepackaged or pre-made Hollandaise sauce just wasn't working. So he continued to monkey with it. Went to the slice of American cheese on the English muffin, and in 1972, it appeared in his restaurant and a few other California restaurants, and then in 1975, it made the national breakfast menu.
It's an all-time breakfast.
An all-timer. Yeah.
It's elite.
Always delivers.
So as I don't eat it, but man, it's elite.
Celebrate National English Muffin Day.
I might go get one today. What is your best form of use of English muffin?
It's the McMuffin. It's that.
It's that?
I mean, I do like a good English muffin with just a little, you know, butter.
A little butter, yeah. A little side of the breakfast.
Some people like jam, but butter.
It's the McMuffin.
It's the right amount of toast, though. It's got to have that outside crunch, but if you burn it, it's horrible.
It's horrible. Then it's hockey puck.
100%. It's a little black on the edges, but inside it's
just
perfectly
that golden brown on the edges, and you have that initial crunch, but then it's nice and soft and chewy and warm.
You know what
I
love to do? I don't do this because I don't really eat that food anymore, but man, when I do, I almost always get that sandwich, get a hash brown, take one solid bite of my hash brown because, God, those hash browns are amazing.
They're so good.
And I put the remaining hash brown on the sandwich.
There you go.
That's a good move.
That's
a good move.
Elite breakfast.
There you go.
I'm going to go get some food when we're done here. There you go. Setter Story every Wednesday at 8:15. Well done, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
T-Pain, by the way, I've had this dream, and I'm never going to have it because, like, I'm poor. I've always wanted to hire an artist to come perform at, like, an anniversary party or some big function where family and friends, and we're on, like, an acre of land. T-Pain would be my artist.
T-Pain would be up there.
I know that's a hot take, but think about how many bangers that dude has.
Well, you also have to go with, if you're doing that in your head, of what is the more reasonable artist that you could afford. You know, T-Pain is a very big deal, but not as big. You know, you're not getting like Beyonce to come do that. You know what I mean? Taylor Swift's not coming to a field in the middle of nowhere to play
for
the Sprags. He totally
can.
He's
a very talented individual.
He can do the voice box or no voice box.
Oh,
he's got bangers from back in the day. He can do covers. He's got it all. He's got it all in his arsenal.
I'm sprung.
Let's
get me.
We gotta go. A little long. We're back after this. I usually do it for my FUP date, but I wanted to extend it just a little bit here. It'll be a short segment because we're just running late today, but that's how it happens sometimes. We love when listeners do cool things and accomplish cool things. And last night, a P1 of the show got something really cool done, and that is won his second Game 7 on the road as a head coach in the WHL for the first time, man.
How about those Stones?
Kyle Gustafson, he's been a P1 of the show for a long time.
Good friend of the program.
Good friend of the program. Yeah. He's an awesome local story, a guy who has worked his way up for 20-plus years waiting for a head coaching job.
Always the guy in waiting.
Always the guy in waiting.
Yeah.
He takes an NHL gig for 1 year to go to Swag's former team, the Vancouver Canucks, to work with Travis Green.
Yeah.
6 months into that foray, they fire the guy who hired him in Travis Green, and he's like,
that's hockey.
All right, where do I go now? And he comes back, and he waits his turn, and he's put in a lot of time. He takes over the job for the Winterhawks. This was supposed to be this was not going to be a good year. They went all in last year. They made it all the way to the championship series. They came up short in that series. They moved a lot of their chips to the middle of the table. And this was going to be, we got some young guys. Let's reset. Let's see how the season goes. We got a new coach. Let's just kind of play this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, they went on the road to Everett, who was the best team in the Western Conference in the regular season, the number one overall seed. And they beat them on their own ice in a game 7, 4-2, after falling down multiple times in the game. They were down 1-0, tied it at 1. They were down 2-1, and then scored 2 goals in 30 seconds in the third period, added an empty netter. And your Portland Winterhawks are back in the Western Conference Finals this year.
Are we going to get Anteater Johnson back on a broadcast?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Oh.
But I will be voicing my support. And they got a home game on Saturday, May 3rd. which weekend playoff games at home, conference finals.
Yeah, it's fun. Who do they play?
Spokane's a wagon. It's going to be a tough one. Spokane was the team to beat, I thought, coming into the playoffs in the West.
Spokane,
the Chiefs. They are still, okay, they're still the Chiefs. They're still the Chiefs. Yeah. And they got three NHL guys on their top line.
Hey,
Dominant players.
You
so we'll
said
see.
Everton was a bunch of chokers.
Everett's a bunch of chokers.
Everett's a bunch of chokers.
Spokane hasn't done anything that matters in a long time, but their team's pretty damn good. So it's going to be a tall task. The series will start on Friday. But I wanted to give him his flowers, man.
He sent me a text
last night. I said, hey, dude, this is awesome, man. A gritty group, young guys working together. Not supposed to do much this year. Pulled off two upsets already in the playoffs.
Yep.
They deserve their flowers. They're going to the conference finals. Nice win last night. Let's wrap it up. We got a big night in sports once again. NBA playoffs continue. We're excited for the matchups tonight. How do we feel about them? Put a bow on this Wednesday show. We'll do it next on the fam. All right, quick cup check for tonight, then we'll get your thoughts on the NBA playoffs. Three games in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Caps, Canadians, game two. Capitals lead 1-0. Remember, they won game one in overtime from Ovechkin in a game winner. Stars and Avalanche should be one of the best series of the opening round. It's tied a game apiece. They got game three of that series tonight. And then Oilers and Kings look like it was going to be a blowout in game one. Oilers come all the way back. Kings end up winning it at the end of regulation. So game two of that series is tonight in LA. Those are your three games in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, but is Jackson Dart going to go ahead of Shedeur Sanders?
Is he? I can be. I don't know. Jalen Milroe's going to be at Lambeau tomorrow.
I left yesterday's show pretty disappointed. I thought yesterday's show was not up to our level of expectation.
Our standard?
Yeah. Thought we dropped the ball a little bit. And that can happen. I've been disappointed in you too. The lack of hockey information. You've just given me scores and teams. You haven't given me anything. What's the juice so far?
I gave you stuff yesterday and you didn't listen. I told you who the higher seeded teams were, and then your wife asked you 3 hours later who the higher seeded teams were, and you couldn't answer the question. I gave you the information.
That's not information I care about. Give me the juice. What's the juice? He's a former player coming back to his old team.
It's not a drama league like the NBA. Unfortunately.
No. Just guys with no
teeth. They don't need drama storylines to make it compelling.
I was not glued to the TV the last night.
So that's working.
I'm working at Hop, so I haven't seen all of it. I did see somebody took a cheap shot at Kirill the Thrill, though, for the Wild. So.
Like, is the Kings beating the Oilers a pretty big deal in that sport?
If the Oilers get knocked out
in the first round,
there's the potential for that thing to get completely blown up.
That's a big deal in the sport. Toronto always choking in the playoffs is a very big storyline. Ovechkin maybe having his last run at a cup and winning game one.
Matthew Tkachuk coming back for the Panthers.
A big deal.
Last night, getting two goals. He hadn't played since the Four Nations faceoff.
They killed him. They killed him last night. That was a surprise for me of the evening. I didn't see Tampa getting blown out like that. So that was a bit of a shocker last night.
Never, as Rudy Tomjanovich once said, underestimate the heart of a champion.
The heart of a champion.
But you overlook those Ice Cats.
And the Florida Panthers are the champions.
What is the best possible Stanley Cup I could get? If Thunder and Celtics is the most elite basketball imaginable.
I mean, am I going like in terms of national ratings or what I want to see?
I'd prefer what the fans of hockey want to see.
Well, I don't speak for all hockey fans, but if you gave me an Edmonton-Toronto Stanley Cup final, it'd be amazing. Because then you would know Canada would end their drought.
They would end their drought.
It's been forever.
The TV ratings in Canada, it would be all time. It would break every record known to television history in Canada.
Maybe that's our end to get a 51st state as we create a civil war between
the provinces
and Edmonton Cup. And now they've splintered, and now they're like desperate. Yes.
Yes. Which one of you wants to come join us?
Donald.
Come join our side.
We'd gladly be a 51st state.
Hurricanes winning would be a lot of fun, too. Seth Jarvis, former Winter Hawk, doing an unbelievable job. Got to play in the Four Nations, so they've been fun to watch so far. Do we see Boston or Cleveland struggling in game twos tonight at home? Both of them flirted with it a little bit in game one.
Does Tatum play or not? That's what I want to know.
I thought he was doubtful. Am I wrong? I thought he was doubtful. So I think I'm sitting
here. He's a game time decision. He's a game time decision.
I mean, Orlando gave him some push in the first half.
Boston does this, I feel like. They did this all playoff last year.
They play with food.
Yeah, you're just like, wait, was that the... Oh.
Miami didn't, like... I know it ended up kind of being what it was, but for the most part, they were hanging in
that was a competitive game, man. 12.5's the line there. Boston's favored by 10.5. Game of the night, though, probably Houston and Golden State.
Yes, Tatum is doubtful on the latest official injury report.
Are we going must-win game two for Houston?
Well, duh.
Yes.
Must-win?
That team ain't coming back from 2-0.
How do we feel about comparing ourselves to Houston if they fall down 0-2 and then losing 5 in the first round as the 2 seed?
Do they get the number one pick from Phoenix? Because I don't feel great about that comp. 2 seed in the West this year and then get Cooper Flagg.
So they're already better than you and they get the thing that you should have tried to get this year on top of it?
Yes. Thanks for highlighting that again.
Just in case you didn't know.
You've been great today.
Just in case you weren't sure.
Just Mr. Poopy Pants from the start all the way to the finish.
Could have tanked and maybe had Cooper Flagg. Maybe we'd be in the playoffs. Maybe we'd be there.
Houston's better than us.
In the mix. You never know.
Anything else you want to crap all over?
Yeah, Giannis is a choker. Win a playoff game, man. 0-2. Not in my top 10. That'll do it for us, folks. Good little show. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Durden Spragan, at 1080thefan. Won a real championship. Nobody counts that one. You beat the Suns. Nobody counts that title. No Jokic. Not my Jokic. Hey, we'll talk to you tomorrow. The NFL draft, 32 hours, 6 minutes, and 15 seconds away. It is tomorrow. We'll get you set for it. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. Listen to 1080 The Fan.